And believe it or not, and it's never been publicized that much, but it should be. When we were leaving Udamni, we had these 935 guys wounded up there. 150 of them got flown helicopter back, but all the rest of them, they carried them out. They had them laying on the tops of jeeps and trucks and artillery pieces and every place they could to carry them out of there. And all the walking wounded walked out. And there was guys that had slings and had crutches and everything else. And they walked out, plus the fact that from there all the way out, when we fought our way out, wounded guys like myself, we didn't take evacuation. We helped fight our way out. You couldn't believe the guys that had one arm to work with that still fired their rifles at the goddamn Chinese. And if we hadn't had the help of them, plus all the able-bodied guys, we'd have never got out of there. And all those guys, some of them got killed like everybody else, even though they were wounded. And the other thing was a lot of them froze to death. They'd sit down and rest, and they'd freeze to death. And it didn't take that long. And when guys sat down to rest, you'd keep waking them up and tell them to get up, stand up, so that they didn't freeze to death. It was that bad. As Alden said, we said we had two wars over there. We fought the enemy, and we fought the weather. Yeah, that was the way it was.